Yahweh bless you all. You may be seated. I pray that Yahweh gives you strength today for such an hour whereby that you're not going to rely upon anything but the government of the government and the power of His Spirit that governs in a man's soul. We have relied upon flesh, and it has corrupted us. It has destroyed any power that resembles Him. And so what we see today is flesh, and this creature manifestation that rebels against everything that Yahweh speaks and says to a house. And so it's going to be truly those that are in the Spirit. Only they are the sons of Yahweh. It's not going to be done by your ethnicity of your flesh. It's going to be done by the law of righteousness that dwells in a man's soul. And we do not have that government, then we're going to lose our souls. And many do not possess that because it is a spiritual law. It can never be comprehended by the mind of man. That's why you have so many doctrines and denominations and distractions and divisions. And there are so many divisions because the house is very desolate. The house is desolate because of those things. Such division. We divide on everything. And you find men today, even as we look in this house, you see the spirit of desolation, emptiness, there's nothing there, fullness. Even His name, isn't that something? Even in the name of Jesus, you did rejoice and praise Him. And now we come to the knowledge of His divine instruction. And you still don't rejoice. Because the house is divided between the flesh and the spirit. And so when the house is divided, you're going to become desolate. It is one thing for sure that Yahweh will do in this hour. There will be men that will stand in the fervor of His anointing. And they will not back down for this coward world. Paul did not. The woman forsake them. They will not offend the righteous one of Israel. They're not going to do that. And though their bodies be given and burned to the stakes, they still will not deny Him. For there are many lords and many gods. But there's only one righteous one. And He has a name too. He is not just Lord. And He's just not God either. There's one thing that, as a young preacher, I never forgot what Evangelist Hartsfield said to me. He said, you know, Brother Roberts, it is one difficult thing even for Yahweh to do, and that is to break the power and the strength of a natural mind of a man. And even with Satan, that is a very difficult thing, because there's a strong will in the heart of man that resists anything that is not conformative to man. And so that's why you have many doctrines today, many conformities, because men are not truly being led by the Spirit. For if it was, how many gods do we have? Is there one for the Baptist? One for the Methodist? One for the Pentecostals? One for the Church of God in Christ? One for the Jesus only? How many gods do we have? And there's such a diversity of gods today. How many gods do the Yahshuas or the Yahwehs have? Yet because there is not a spiritual enlightenment. And the reason why, because the mind is very vile and filthy. It's carnal and it's fleshly. And so out of that mind there is an enmity or a separation from the Father. So when He speaks to man, there's always a rejection and he rebels. Sure he does. Anything that Yahweh during the course of your time has spoken unto you, you have rebelled against that. I don't see why we have to do that. I don't see the reasons behind that because I will tell you, your mind is not purely pure, sanctified for the Master's use. Why do not we recoil when flesh says that to us? Flesh tells you to do things that are very vile, evil, truly corrupt. And yet you consent with that. For there is no power to govern the Spirit. That is the breath of the Father that He placed in us. We must understand that the first man, Adam, he was made a living soul just like the beast. of the field. Sure he did. He was made a living soul. And yet the second man, Adam, he was made a quickening spirit. It is the power of Yahweh in that second man, Adam, that the life of his will was wrought, and there was breath, even in turmoil and dangers, there was a quickening to do the will of the Father. And in that body was life everlasting. No death, because in that physical body, even corruption did not set in. We watch Mother Smith around here, her foot, corruption set in, it rotted away, and not even the canker worms began to eat in that body of Yahshua Messiah when he went down into the earth. And so there has not been the transformation that it ought to be in the minds and the spirits of Yahweh's people. I truly believe only those that are led by the law of the Father that governs their lives, they are the sons of Yahweh. The world governs in a certain way. Well, what is the way the world governs? Do you know? It is according to the flesh. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. And the pride of life. Now that is the law of the flesh. And from that you find all kinds of divisions, derivatives, altars, or the alternate ways. Whatever way is suitable unto you, then that is a law in of itself. That is the power of the governing force that governs you. And every government must possess and have a ruler. There's nothing new, my friends. Everything we see today, it has been from the beginnings. The powers that be, they have always been around. And Satan, as I say often, he is a masterful technician. And your flesh has no power to resist him. The only way anybody is going to resist him is to submit himself unto the hand of Yahweh, and then only resist the devil, only then will he flee for a season. And so today, many are not submitting themselves unto the laws of Yahweh. They have laws that govern them. Their own laws that govern their minds are brought up this way. This is where I believe. I go the black way. I go the Caucasian way. I go the Mexican way. And they're all corrupt and vile. They're filthy on their way to hell, full of stench, corruption. I don't want to go the black way, nor the white way. I want to go the path of Yahshua. He is my example. And he laid a pattern, an example for me, to consider him our chief architect. He is the example. And he was a man. And so he has brought unto us the power and knowledge to work this mighty workings of the Father, even in the body of this natural man. How well are we doing? How well are we doing? Thank you. How well are you doing? Oh, you may deceive yourself. You can speak lies to yourself. For the heart is deceitful above all things. It is desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. How could a man even hear the profoundness of his truth? Paul says now, as I follow your way, I believe in this testimony, Yahshua Messiah. There's a profound unction and a word of faith has given unto me, and he has spoken it into my heart, and there's visibility of it. It is alive and is real in me. He said, now as you see this light of his knowledge shine forth from me, you follow me as I keep my eyes on the prize. Now that is not the concept of man today. How can a man even hear the Father unless he anoints a man to speak the profound truth and the wisdom revelation of whom he is? So we have private interpretation. Well, his name is not a private interpretation. That is his name. You know, Brother John, he brought here, this is here, the 1611 King James Bible. Word for word. Exactly like it was written. Nothing changed. Now, this is what man say is the most infallible book upon the face of the earth. Now the one you have, that is probably the sixth translation. Alright? But this book right here is the 1611 King James, the way it was written, word for word, everything that was written in this book, it is here. There's not one letter, the misspellings and all, they are in this book. And it's almost remind me when I was in the Masonry, really, the way they wrote. It really is. Every word in this book. And the reason I want to show you this, because they knew the Father's name. It's in this book right here. It is, saints. I want to show you that first. You can't even buy the book now. You can't even find this. I tried to find it yesterday. I found some for $116 used on the internet. And I found a man that had one. He's going to send me one. I found one. They're not going to print any more of these until next year, the end of next year. Now, the Father's name is in here. They wrote it. They knew it. They did it. Right here, what you have in this Bible right here, you have all the 12 tribes of Israel right here. The names of all of them. And then that's one of them. And right here, you have the apostles. It's there. They wrote every tribe, every apostle. And old King James knew something else. He had a name. And right in the middle of that in Hebrew, I don't know if you see it right here, is the Father's name, Yahweh. Hebrew. They knew his name. It was written in the book. Right here in the scriptures there is written in this book. Now, I want to show you some things now. You say that this is infallible. I believe that man, they will corrupt things. May I say this? You better get the Spirit, my friend. And you better begin to walk in the Spirit. I believe just what John says in Revelation. That he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. They have all the 12 apostles, the 12 tribes of Israel. They have all the apostles here, and in the midst of that, there is Yahweh in Hebrew, his name. How did they miss it? How was that missed? You must understand the influences and the things that were taking place even at the time of King James, and the reason why that even this text was written. Do you understand? I will read it in here. He said that King James, when this was commissioned, that those men that wrote the scripture, they had the Great Bible, they had Tyndale, and they had Wycliffe, they had all those Bibles that they actually conferred with, and they used that to do the translation. There is no original text of scripture. You can't find it. There's only copies of texts of scripture. There are no original writings of Paul or any of the epistles. And all of this was translated by men as they wrote text. Or as the scribes, if you understand what the scribes were, they would take things they were right then, and when they would get worn and torn, they will bring it back and they will write it again. But it was one thing that I learned about when they would write the name of Yahweh. There was almost a ritual that they would go through. First of all, they had to dip their pens and they had to stand up to make sure that they were alive and there was vitality in them, that they would not blaspheme his name. And they were very careful. There were things that they wrote. And on the next scribing of that thing, they will make the correction. This is, and that text you have, is the sixth edition of the King James. That is what it is. That's the truth. You can resist it all you want to and say, I don't believe it, but it is. You can't take that away from his name, that this is the 1611 King James copy of the text. And it says this, too. Even if you can read it, I don't even know anyone can really read the thing. It says this. The Holy Bible, 1611 edition, King James Version, a word for word reprint of the first edition of the Authorized Version. Now these men were led by Yahweh's anointing, the power of his Spirit, that everything here, there should be no error at all. Really, it should not. I can understand grammatically. I can deal with that. That's not a problem. But there are things that are totally pagan, shouldn't be here. I will show you in this 1611. They are totally pagan. Is Christmas pagan? Can I get an amen on that? Is Easter pagan? And so these are the holidays in here that they tell you, the holy days, and they try to give you scripture to justify that. It's in this. It's here. I got one coming. And if I can find some more, I will, for the purpose of studying, all right? What you need to do is get your head out of your flesh and out of the sand and begin to walk in the Spirit. You're going to die of your sins. It's one thing that is amazing that when Yahshua came, he began to speak that I am the living word of the Father. And folks said, that can't be. How can you be the living word? And yet the man quoted scripture from the old covenant, from the book of the prophets and Moses. I will show you some scriptures where he quoted today. And so if he quoted something from there, if it's a lie, then what he said is a lie. Then you have no salvation at all. Then I would run into my own thing. What Yahweh has from the beginning, he's tried to lead a people by his spirit. But you have dominions and powers that rule. You have your heritage that rule, your white, your black heritage. You have your speculations, your opinions. And these are the kings that rule in your lives. And they're very powerful. You can't resist them. You can't overpower them. You have great strength and great ability. Your traditions. Things of that nature. And that is the thing whereby they cannot see the purity and the pertinence of this powerful persona of Yahweh in flesh because of their traditions and their ways and the way they done things and the way they had perceived things to be. Yet he brought the light of the Spirit. Yet he was a life. The life of the Father was in the Word. And that life of the Father and that Word is our light. It's our light. And we have been led by a blind spirit, our own hearts. It is very corrupt, it's blind, it's deceitful. Don't tell me, look at what your heart has brought you into this week. Tell me your heart hasn't brought you into dark things. We think we are literally going into the kingdom. It's going to be a few folks saved. The only way he's going to get through to this generation is must be by his spirit. Because this is a wicked generation. It's wicked. It's vile. It's corrupt. It puts everything above the Father. His truth. His truth quickens. It makes you alive. It brings about his laws to become vibrant and viable in a man's soul. What quickens you today? Tell me, my friends. What caused you to come alive? Your lies, your gossip, your talking, your idle words, that you're going to be judged by every last one of them. You come alive on that trash. Because the mind is not sanctified. It's a vile and an unclean mind. It's not a clean mind. And the mind, yeah, we got to get into that process of the purity of Yahweh. You're not sanctified like you think you are. You're not as clean as you think you are. You're a wretched thing undone. And I'm telling you, you better get your clothes on. You better get right. It's not as far as you think it is. Yet death reigned until Adam, until now. And death is going to reign. Why? Because this vile, corrupt flesh has disdained for the laws and the righteousness of Yahweh. So they seek out those that are familiar with them. When Moses said you couldn't get a divorce, their hearts became hardened. They got mad at the Father. And because of the hardness of their heart, he gave them a written up divorce. It was never that way from the Father. And so that's what you have done. Because of the hardness of your hearts and your sins and your vileness, he has given you a written up divorce. But he said, all right, go ahead. Sure he has. He's loosed you from his laws. They don't mean nothing to you. They have no power in your spirit. Yeah, he's doing that. So he has given you a written up divorce. But he said, no more. Not mine. Go on. That's what written up divorcement does. When's the last time he whispered in your ears? Move your soul to shout before him. When you hear the name of Yahweh, it ought to cause you to dance. So you ought to know he's... If a wife loves her husband and a husband loves his wife, when he sees her, there's a gladness to his heart. When I see my wife, there's a gladness to my heart. The glory. It is. Glory. She may say something to me, it's a gladness there. She may pop me like she did this one. Boom, boom, boom. Gladness there. Sure. Sure it is. And so because of the hardness of your hearts, he has given you a written of divorcement. That's what Moses did. Gave them a writing of divorcement. Separated from him. Only a few. And the scripture talks about a virtuous woman. Her purity and her identity. Can't find them today. Say what you want to. This woman is not a virtuous thing. She's corrupt. She's under every bay tree. She's sleeping with every kind of strange spirit. Her mind is given by every kind of strange God there is. There are many gods, friends. You can say what you want to. There are many gods. I was reading this morning how Japan was known as the nation of gods. The shrine, yeah, gods. The Teutonic word, gods. Anything of supreme power, whereby there's a will to reverence or to acknowledge. It is not your way. He said unto the house of Israel, let there be no other names of other gods come out of your mouth. You got every kind of God today. You got First Baptist God, Second Baptist, and yet there's no unity. And yet they all preach the same doctrine of baptism. You got your way here in the assembly there, and yet there's still no unanimity. Why? Because they are not spiritual men. Does that make the word of Yahweh of none effect? No. Because First Baptist and Second Baptist don't agree. You don't baptize? No. Because First Sabbath and Second Lunar Sabbath don't agree. Do you make the Sabbath of none effect? No, you don't. It still has power. Because the Yahweh don't agree here in Pennsylvania and those in South Carolina, do you forsake the name of Yahweh? No. You that are married, you and your wife disagree, don't you? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you forsake her. That doesn't mean you throw her name out. Still that. And so as Joshua did in his day, there would be a people that he would speak only to his house. Those that have his spirit. This is what you call the Holy Ghost. It is lies from hell. It has deceived you. That's why you continue to sin. It is one thing the power of the Spirit will do. It will constantly witness of the things that it hears. That the Father speaks. Because he knows the Father. Because he is from the Father. It will constantly speak of those things. What spirit in you speak the things that you speak? The lies? The corruption? Is that the spirit? You grieve the Holy Spirit when you do that. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Yahweh, it is grieved when you do that. And yet we constantly do those things. You think you're going into the kingdom? You're a vile thing. You have unclean lips. And you need the fire of Yahweh on your lips too. That's what you need. His coal. His name, his word is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. And so you need to be placed at the coal of your mouth. Glory. I will not capitulate for men today, saints. They will forsake you if I capitulate. This is something in my soul that Yahweh, not man, not doctrine, not from tons of books I've read, because I still don't do that. I just don't have the ability to do it. I don't disregard men that can do that, but I'm one that cannot. I go to the scripture. And everything I've preached to you all has been from scripture. You don't have to receive it, but it's been from scripture. Now, I want to show you something. In this, it says, the Holy Bible, 1611, King James Version, word for word, reprint of the first edition of the authorized scripture. This is the first one. That's what it says. Can you read? That's what it reads. Does it say that? King James, a word for word reprint. First edition. Believe me, when you look at the spelling, you will know that it is. It is very atrocious. It's almost like a coded thing. I was reading this, the King James 1611 version. Shortly after inheriting the throne of England, in the midst of violent, and I see you must understand the state of things at that time. You have the power of Catholicism, and yet King James used that in here. He acknowledged Saint Augustine, said these are great holidays, these are the holy days of God. It's here in this book. You trying to turn us against the Father. No, I'm trying to kill your wicked flesh that you may hear the Father. You could fight against Yahweh, you wouldn't be confused. For even Christ, there's confusion in every evil work. Well, Pastor Roberts, Brother James told me, said, you're using that name, and we had a little talk when they said it's going to cause a division amongst brothers. No, Yahweh's the one that separates. No. The truth of his name doesn't divide brothers. Even in the ignorance, it doesn't divide brothers. No, it doesn't. It's a man's own will and his own flesh. That's what does that. When a man may not be learned as you understand that. There are folks that are calling me and they still use the name of Jesus, but yet they understand the spirit of this truth, that there's something righteous about it. And there's a law of righteousness to it. And I want to see what you're saying, preacher. I'm talking about hillbillies from the hill mountains of Georgia. This intellectual society, they think that they know everything. They're hard-headed. They're rebellious people and they're stubborn. But I'm not going to stop preaching if it's only Sister Roberts and me. I won't stop. If you get that envy and strife out of you and that evil working of your own flesh, you won't be confused. Now, you better get that trash out of you. You're confused because you got trash in you. I'm not confused at all. And I'm not a coward preacher. I do believe, as he talked to Paul down that Damascus road, Paul, in the fervor of his spirit, going to kill the saint. That's what he was going to do. He had wasted the saint. And that thunder from the heavens spoke to him. He knew that was something, because that was the quickening power. The second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. And that is the breath of the Father. See, we need that second man nature. It doesn't take much for the first man, that Adamic nature, to be manifest. Look at your lies, your angers, your disputing. Look at that trash. All right. There's no peace, no comforting. None whatsoever. And there's one thing about the second man, Adam. It brings alive, it quickens the law of the righteous power of the Father. You don't sense that much today. I don't care where you go. That's why flesh must be destroyed. And the power and the will of it to resist Yahweh, it must be destroyed. So men today, when they say, I don't want that, then they find their own little corner of the world. And they do their own thing. They are being led by a God. Whether they want to buy that or not, it is their God. The God of their mind, the God of their foolishness, the God of their ignorance. But it is a God. Paul said there be many gods and there be many lords. Many. Do you think Paul said that without understanding what he said? I believe all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And so he inspired Paul to say that. Now this is, you saw that. Two witnesses, that's enough. That this is the King James Version. Reprint, word for word. And that's what it is. What is the Father trying to do? Well, first of all, I want to tell all of us this. You haven't spent no time with him. You haven't presented your body unto him as a living sacrifice. You hypocrite can say what you want to. I love the Lord. I love him. You don't love him. For if you love Yahweh, then lies and filth will not spew out of your mouth. You love your flesh because that's what the flesh consists of, corruption. You will speak the truth and the words you speak of will be truth. Well, Pastor Robert, you're twisting the word then. You are a twisted fool for even sitting here. I won't take that back. You're more twisted than I am, fool. This is a generation that has no confidence in the Father. Has no confidence in him dwelling in another brother or sister. So they have no confidence. It's a generation that's very easily to be deceived. It's not going to take much to deceive it. Because they don't have the spirit of the Father. And they go back to their worldly ways and they do their thing. And they think, oh, I'm saved. You're a liar. We are a peculiar people. It's different than the world in this religious order. It's one word I've never liked using, the word Christian. You look at all my preaching through the years. You will never hear me use that hardly. I like using the word saint. Call out elected of the Father. I've never used the word Jehovah. I've always despised that one. I don't know why. I've never liked it. Yeah, I guess because of the Jehovah's Witnesses. I had an alibi for that word. I hated it. It was something that I detest. I was never given over to much reading, nothing but scripture, a little concordance, and a dictionary. And yet when Yahweh would send men into my life, I would receive the truths. Whether they were men of corruption, I recall Brother James told me, he say sinners say things to him, but that's profound wisdom. I won't deny that. We brought the Baptist brother in here, and he preached one Sabbath. I had to tell his women to change clothes, but still he preached. Isn't that amazing? Because even the St. Peter's Basilica in Rome today, they will not allow you to come in there dressed anyway. Women must be dressed. You can't even wear. You got to have on a shirt with the sleeves come down. You can't wear no tank tops. You can't wear shorts in there. You can't do it. Even the Pope won't allow you to do that. And they got guards there. They got folks outside selling pants, slacks for men. They sell skirts, paper skirts and paper slacks. You can't even go in unless you're dressed properly. And yet we come before the Father, and our flesh is dressed with every kind of vile thing there is. Sin, your prejudice, your hatred, your vile attributes, your self-pride, your headedness, your high-mindedness. Taking you above this one, above that one. You got something they don't have. You got the same thing they got. Sin and pride and your haughty ways and your lying tongue. If you think I'm talking to you, you are right, my friend. I'll take that back. This is going to be a spiritual generation of people that's going to be totally spiritual. And they're going to be led. But a man is spiritual, he is led. We are trying to lead the Father. Well, I ain't going that way. Now, I just don't believe Pastor Robert's right. I think what he said is wrong there. He just ain't got that right. That's what we're telling the Father. So we said that the offshore, as before he ascended, he descended. And he anointed men with gifts for to bring the people to a unity of the faith. That he is the Son of Yahweh. And that is his name. And he came to glorify the Father's name. For in the name of the Father he came. You can reject that all day long and still stand. I don't care what the Yahweh boys are doing. I know what Yahweh is doing. He's a cleanser and a purger. Amen. Ah, yes. The Yahweh boys fight just like the Baptists because they're all looking for control and their own little place. I'm looking for my place in the eternals. I'm not worried about this here. I'm not worried about numbers or crowds. Because I can get on the radio even now and preach in Jesus' name, and I get me a crowd here. I simply want those that are born of the Spirit and of Yahweh. And the reason why, because we're in this hour where he said, don't give that which is holy unto the dogs, nor cast my pearls before the swine. At least they trumpet them under their feet, and then they turn and they rent you. That's what a pig does. They turn on you. That's what a hog does. You can feed it, and the hog will turn on you. I watch that hog spirit here. At least that man said, when Yahshua said, what is thy name? He said, Legion. For me, we are many. And they bidded him, let us go into the swine. See, Yahweh didn't even talk to the man until the swine spirits were out. And that's what he's going to do even in this house too. Amen. So what things transpired doesn't trouble me. My soul is satisfied. I'm rich with understanding. Do I know everything? No, I know the one that knows everything. And I can call him by name. I don't have to call him God or Lord. It's a Baal expression. It's not that. His name is not Lord. There are many lords. Which one are you talking about? The Lord of your flesh, the Lord that rules you? His name is Yahweh. That's his name. His son is Yahshua Messiah. The word Jesus Christ never, Jesus can never deduct salvation or the salvation of the Father. No, it doesn't. And I don't care what the folks say that he's saying that it's pagan and all that. Let it be. I'll say that. It is not deducted from his name. How about that? I want to read that what he says in here. The Holy Bible. Ooh, the writing is atrocious, really. I understand what he's saying, okay? It's a content, the Old Testament and the New. Then listen what it says now. This is right here. It says, newly translated out of the original tongues. How did they miss his name? Out of the original tongues. Listen now. Listen, people. We don't have ear to hear. Come here, son, John. Come here. Come here. Come on, son. Move. Don't move like you got lead in here. Come right here. Can you understand that? Can you read that? Okay, now if I make a mistake, you just let me know, all right? It says, newly translated out of the original tongues, plural, right? With the former translations. Does it say translations? Translations. Diligently compared. They compared to other translations, all right? And I don't know what that word is right there. Can you? R-E-U-I-F-E-D. I guess you reunified. By His Majesty official commandment. And they're talking about King James. So what they did here, now this is not, thank you, Sam. This book was not just by men that King James had put to translate. They had the Tyndale, they had the Great Bible, they had Wycliffe. I looked at Tyndale this morning. I don't even know how nobody read that, really. I got a copy of the original Tyndale scriptures. And I was reading it. Amen. And so come here, son. I want to show you something. Come here again. I don't have no problem with the spelling either. But I know I have looked at things. If you look at Greek mythology, you will find names. I will show you even here names that spell a lot, and it means just that. How they spelled Yahshua's name, Jesus. And it means that he was a healer and a seer. It's in here. That's the truth. He said he don't want any other God or any other Elohim to be in our mouths. We should not call upon any other gods. Why? If you look back, why haven't we gone into that perfect place with the Father? That His holy aura shines over us. Why haven't we? We're doing the same sins, walking the same way, carnal and fleshly. You can't bear much today. You don't even love truth. Now you see how, now what that says right there. Read that right there.
To the most.
No, just read that right there, the translators.
The translators of the Bible wish grace, mercy, and peace through, what's the word?
Spell it for.
L-E-S-V-S.
That's an I.
I-V-S. I-E-S-V-S.
That's how they spell the name of, it says what? You can understand it now. Jesus Christ what?
Our Lord.
Oh, that's supposed to be Jesus now. All right. Thank you, sir. Now that's how His name was spelled. I have no problem with that. Really. I have no compunction with that. But I know what things that they drew from, even in that period of time. All right. They spell His name here, I-E-S-V-S. And then they spell it in Luke and the other places, I-E-S-U-S. Now I want to show you something. And that's whether you buy it or not. I don't care. It's still the same. I'll let you see this. Now it talks about here, it's spelled it there, I-E-S-U-S, I-E-S-U-S, and it spells it here the very same. It just changed the A. I-A-S. Huh? That's what it says. He's the father of Palenirus, steerman for Elias, and Iopis, seer and healer. Very same spelling, very same rendition. You must understand that these men, even in their own ways, what they were doing, your way, I believe, even as Tyndale, it was of his own private interpretation. And no scriptures given of any private interpretation. It is revealed, and scripture reveals scripture. It does. And that's it. And so because we have not allowed the life of Yahweh to dwell in us, then there's no light of the knowledge of His truth. There's no light in us at all. And so we hear something we perceive as strange that puts us before His presence. We become all annoyed and discomforted. If our flesh is not discomforted before the Father, something wrong with you anyway. If you weren't so ignorant, if we weren't such an ignorant people, we would actually spend time with Him and stop spending time in your lies and your foolish gesturing and your talking, my friends. He wants you to love. Tell me, we love Him. We are liars. There ain't no truth in us. I must use that expression. I just have to. For He commands us to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength. He means what He says. And to say we're truly doing that, we're dishonest. You're being dishonest. You're dishonest. And when a husband knows he can't trust his wife, you think he's going to tell her where the $1 million are? When he says that there's no pure love, that he's just his sweet daddy or pimp daddy, what do you think he's going to do? We plan him. We're trying to play the father. Oh, I love you with your lip and your mouth, but your heart is far from him. How is that? How can you tell him with your mouth you love him? And yet your heart doesn't delight in his laws and his truth. Tell me. When a woman says her husband has committed adultery on her, there's a distrust there. She doesn't trust him in situations. And so he knows what we have done. We have gone after every strange god, the god of our bellies, the god of our flesh, the god of our lineage and our heritage, kinfolks. And he means what he says. He means what he said. You're going to love him. You love mama, daddy, sister, brother. You love them more than you love the father. He said, can't go that way. He doesn't want anything attached or anything before him. Nothing. When he sees us, he wants to see that testimony of Yahshua. That we say, we believe what you said. We believe it. Were you trying to discredit this book? No, I'm trying to tell us we need to get into the spirit. And quit walking in your vile, corrupt white flesh. Your stinking, dumb black flesh. You know, I said to the saints of the day, it's fact. I won't hide it. It's a very sad thing because you look at what we call the African Americans in this nation. 75% of them, their children are born out of wedlock, no daddy. Is that not a nature of bestiality? I don't know what it is. No, the white ones are just killing theirs, all right? And aborting them away. 75% of them, you tell me that bull out there does that. That's not the nature of Yahweh. No, it's his spirit in that. Something is wrong. And these lying dog preachers, they won't preach the truth. They will not deal with the sins. They will allow folks, all these folks that will say, well, look now, Mr. Reb, you can't talk about Yahweh, Yahshua. He capitulates. Well, you're right. I won't say that. Well, brother, I'm Brother Wynn. I've been here a while, so you got to watch what you say. I'm Sister Dot. I'm Mother Roberts. I'm Sister Roberts. No. No. I won't let any of you all do that to me. Well, Pastor Roberts, you saying that it's going to destroy, brother. No, your sins, brothers, are going to destroy you. Your wickedness. How do I know that? Every man, when he is tempted, when he is drawn, when he is tempted, he is not tempted of the Father. He is tempted when he is drawn in his own lust, his own lust. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. We like doing that because that's what black folks do. And that's what other nations do. They charge folks. You say, because of you, we're that way. Because of this. It's their sins, their corruptions. It's their wickedness. It's their inability to hear what the Father says. What am I can hear what the Father says? I don't care what government, what people, no one can bind them. For whom the Son makes free is free indeed. The words that I speak to you, their spirit and their life. That's what they are. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. He's free from all tradition and flesh. He's free from every expectation of man. When he comes to Yahweh's knowledge and his truth, he rejoices in that. We're just like little children walking up a little ladder of what we are. He can't put, you think, what do you think would have done if he told you about this 10 years ago? You'd have cursed him. You rejected him. You said what you want to. Look at what you've done today. Look at all you fought against me. Chill out. That's all right. But I know who I'm working for. As old said, I'm going to get a payday after a while. Now it's not the penny. It's just seeing him. He's going to allow a piece of wretched flesh to look upon him and to see his glory in his face. That means more to me than $1 million, than $1 billion. I'd rather have that than have all that. I'd rather have that than have Sister Roberts. Yeah, I do. And I love my wife. I love her. I truly love her, too. Yes, I love my wife. Amen. I don't love her, too. You know, it never bothered me. I remember one day, this man that I knew, he called my wife, and I could have knocked his head off. I hadn't been saved long, about a year. And he called my wife, B.I. You know the rest. And of course, I could have broke him in pieces. I could have hurt him. You see, the righteous law, the righteous thing. How do you think he's going to judge? You think he's not going to come back with vengeance? He's going to kill this wicked house. I'm telling you. He's going to kill it. He's going to lay it to desolation. There's going to be nothing left. Nothing. You deny him. He's going to deny you. You shame of him. I don't care what your tradition taught you. I walked in tradition more than any of you all. So it began to, it's so much here. I'm not going to go through all this, but I want to read a few scriptures. It says here in the preface, it says, for when our highness had once out of the deepest judgment apprehended, he's talking about King James now, how continuous it was that out of the original sacred tongues, it even says that, out of the original sacred tongues, together with comparing of the labor both in our own and other foreign languages of many worthy men who went before us. Now what the King James scribes are saying is that there were many men that went before us and they had labor. They understand things, and we take what they have said. We take their writings and our writings, and we try to mesh them all together. We're going to try to come up with a conclusive matter. You must understand that there was great contention. The Rome, what was that? What was the king that had put away his wife? What, George? He had put away his wife, and the Roman Empire said, you can't do that. You can't marry and remarry. And so the Church of England, because it is a separation from the Roman Catholic Church, he said his people are destroyed because we're ignorant. We lack knowledge. We are very ignorant people. And we don't like to be taught. How do you know? I'll tell you what. Teach these children algebra and calculus and see how they fight. Sit down to do calculus and see how they resist that. And because it takes something more than their little foolish logics. You got to go beyond the frivolity and the folly. And so you got to get beyond your frivolity and the folly of your flesh. That's what you got to get beyond. That's why you can't hear. You try to teach them in the natural sense, calculus or algebra, and they get frustrated. They say, I don't know how to do that. Well, you got to start at the first principles. You got to start at adding, subtracting, dividing, and multiplying. So you got to go back and learn the first oracles. And we got to go back and learn the first oracles, the first principles of things. For this vile, insidious thing, what we call denomination and tradition, has polluted us so vile and filthy. There's so much trash in it, we got to get it out. It's come by His Spirit purging us. That's what has to happen. And so that's why when you hear things, you don't like to hear them. You get fed trash all the time. That's all you want. Some of you, all you've ate candy all your life, you got to have some sweet every. You got your teeth rotted out. They got holes everywhere. Got fillings everywhere. I say all the time, I'm very grateful that my grandmother, we didn't have much of that. I'm thankful for that. My teeth in pretty good shape, really. I got a couple of fillings, but my teeth in pretty good shape. Because we eat all that trash. And so if you're used to dining on trash like that, your body craves for that. Sweets, trash, the old natural man craves for that. But the spirit man craves for the life. And that life is the life of the Father. That's what he wants. So he talks about other those, and then he says that we should be one more. Look at this now. That we should be, come here, son. Come here, I want you to read that. Come here right quick. It said there should be what?
One more exact translation of the Holy Scriptures into the English tongue.
So that wasn't the only translation. This wasn't. He said we just need one more. Thank you. One more translation. Oh, we can fight against, but still the truth. Just one more translation. That's what men always say. Just we add one more tenet to that. And even on the Shabbat, they had 800 some laws concerning the Shabbat. And he just said, remember the Shabbat, keep it holy. Huh? How do you get 800 laws? Well, I think that, well, if you do that on the Sabbath day, we ask the stipulations in that. That's what they've done. They've done it with the doctrine of baptism. They've done it with the doctrine of the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Pastor Dow, he wrote me a letter the other day. It must be the Lord Jesus Christ. Has to be that. And look at that. What division. Amen. It's everywhere because the house is divided. That's why you have such emptiness. Folks today, they're not filled with the Spirit. This is the truth. Oh, because you do this. That ain't the Holy Ghost. That's your flesh. It's folly. It's foolishness. It's one thing the Spirit does. It brings the enlightenment of the Father. He illuminates Him. We've been taught. Oh, that's why I was going to preach on the Spirit of Yahweh. I'm really not here because I want them to hear that. That's why I brought up before some left concerning the very elect and the lag. It says elect. He chose us. And you know, he chose it. He said, I'm going to have to whip the fire to finish. And that's what it's going to take, my friends. I don't care what you say. We are stubborn. And he's going to whip the fire to you, whether he's going to convert you or you're going. That's the period. Every son that is his, he called. Those that are his, that he loveth, he chastened. And he scourged. And this is a good scourging right here. It's one thing about ignorant people. They don't like to identify with the ignorance because the ignorant man knows everything. A fool knows everything. A truly ignorant man will say, I'm ignorant. But a fool, he knows everything. You can't tell a fool. Now, don't reprove a fool. You're going to get yourself a blot. He's going to hate you. You simply reprove a wise man. And that's what we have done all these. We've been reproving fools, and they have despised the Father. Sure, I've done that. I reprove fools. That's why they despise and they hate you. They come against you. They speak against you. That's the truth. That's why they speak against you. That's all right. I don't have no problem with that. I really don't. I said they got some good to talk about because the Father's in me. I'm not going to read all this. But there's so many things in this. If you just read it, I wish I had the money to buy more. I believe you're always going to bless me with a piece of money to do the things we need to do. It's not going to be from your brother's working either. As a matter of fact, you put that in my heart. You brothers, now, I'm going to give you large sums of money back. Don't give me nothing. I don't want you to bring it here, all right? You just hold on to it. Because he says so to me, it's going to be done by faith. You're going to believe me, and I'm going to believe the Father. It's not your pennies you bring in, any of y'all. What you bring in, Brother Dale, could not do it. Can I tell them what you bring in? You don't mind, brother. See, some think that Dirk brought in more than $305 every 2 weeks. Brother Dale, a good week, he made a good week most of the time. He just got a little more money recently. He would bring in $500, $450 sometimes, every 2 weeks. Am I honest, brother? Am I telling the truth? And I still didn't write back. It was no lot of money. We had no lot of money here. They need a lot of money. That's the truth. Am I telling the truth, son? Don't lie for me. That's the kind of money. We're brothers. We don't have to hide anything. That's what he would bring it in. Sometimes $450. Is that a lot of money? 2 weeks? I made almost out of IBM in almost 3 days. I'm not boasting, but that's what I made. If I were worried about money, I would have a sure thing. That man, Brother Jermaine, went took the medal on the day, and the man said to him, Jermaine, come work for me. He said, you name the price. Believe me now, he knows that Jermaine, he's not going to get that man for $10 an hour. No, he's not. He said, you name the price. Jermaine can tell him, I want $600. I guarantee you. Why would he do that? Because he knows that they can take a little vacation. They got someone that's trustworthy and honest. They ain't going to steal from them. He told Jermaine, go home and think about it. Just think about it. Jermaine said, no, we got a little thing we're going to do. He said, you go home and think about it. You go home. Well, it's worth for him to pay that man $600. Then to hire 3 bombs is not going to do anything. And he's going to go out and do more than 3 men. Then give him $600 a week. I guarantee you. And he made him pay him cash. He said, come on, Jermaine. Come work for me. I said, nah, son. Yeah, he's more valuable to me than $600 a week. Ain't no money. So the Father spoke to my heart. So brothers, I don't care. Brother Dale, don't. I don't want it back. Just hold on to it. Save it. You brothers, you save it. I don't want it, all right? You hold on to it. Because I'm going to be the Father. It's not going to be by your strength. Men think it's about their strength. It's not about your strength. You're fools. Oh, Ray Green used to say that. I got to make money for them. No. He's gone and it still hasn't changed. Ain't nothing going to change. We're going to eat. Believe me. Why? Because he has put me here. Ain't no, there will be no need lacking. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what it's going to be done. Amen. He doesn't need me no more than he needs you. But I tell you one thing. You sure do need him. If there's ever a time you need Yahweh. Yeah, I know how they used to say it. Every time you need the Lord. No, I don't need Baal. I need Yahweh. We sure need him now. There's so much stuff in this translation, but I want to go here to the holy days. Now, we know the holy days of the Scripture. Feast of Trumpets, Tabernacle, those days. Passover, Pentecost. But it says right here, proper, come here again, son. If these are the proper holy days now. Now, if this is right, then I have no problem. But if it's wrong, I have some problem with this. All right? What it says? Proper what?
Proper for holy days.
How do they spell that days?
D-A-Y-E-S.
See, okay. Now, what is that? Read those things right there.
St. Andrew, St. Thomas.
That's what would be the apostle.
The apostle.
What good is that?
Christmas Day.
All right. Go down to here. Read that. No, read that right there. These are the proper holidays. Confession
of St. Paul.
All right.
Purification of the Virgin Mary.
And who?
St. Matthias. Annunciation of Our Lady. Okay. Wednesday.
They spell Easter. That's Easter.
Easter.
Before what?
Easter.
Then what else?
Thursday before Easter.
What else?
Good Friday. After.
Monday.
Monday. Monday and Easter. Easter week.
These are the things that's here, saints. I show you another thing.